Washington County, just northwest of Milwaukee, is losing 2 square miles of farmland every year. So voters are being asked if they're willing to spend at least $800,000 a year for 10 years to pay landowners not to develop their farmland. The so-called Purchase of Development Rights, or PDR, is being used in many other states, but has not been tried on a county-wide level in Wisconsin. Bob Retko of Washington County, Citizens for Farmland and Natural Areas, says it's worth controlling sprawl.
Because agriculture is a very important economic base for Washington County, and like anything, you want to protect the jobs that you have when they're there.
Retko says when used with a land use plan, a development rights program can make it easier for developers to get a project through the permitting process and for farmers to know an area will stay agricultural. But realtors from outside Washington County have been spending money to try to defeat the referendum. Phil Salkin is with the Realtors Association of South Central Wisconsin. He says PDRs are good for preserving features like wetlands or woodlands.
But when you're looking to protect large landscapes, for example, like agricultural areas, PDRs can be very expensive and very limiting.
But PDR supporters in Washington County say realtors chose not to be part of a task force that worked on the local farmland plan and should not be trying to muddy things now. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.